We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply cannot imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives as we honor a part of ourselves.
Hello and welcome, heroic viewers, to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. For satellite coverage 24 hours a day and 7 days a week, please join us in Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 KU band and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 77 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe, in Environ, Channel 40 on CSSAT. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Bouer, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service, or MNS. And in Kumba, Channel 23 on CIAT Kumba. In Bafut, Channel 1 on Basatcom Bafut. In Bafoussam, Channel 30 on Blondelsat. And in Edea, Channel 37 on Ita Blessimong Eserna.
In Brazil, in San Gonzalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 19 on TV Costa Verde.
In Bogota, Colombia, in Beavista Noroccidental, La Estrada, La Estradita, Ciudad Onda, and Bosque Popular, Channel 16 on Parabolica Beavista. In Villa Mayor and Aledaños, Channel 44 on Via Visión de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on ASU Parabólica Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Engativá, UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company. And Channel 62 on Tele Morisco Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company.
In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro, 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón, in Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Tele Los Nidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativa, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Tele Reliquia. And in Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV, La Estancia.
And in Costa Rica, in Tilarán, Nuevo Arenal, and La Fortuna de San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago S.A. In the Dominican Republic, in Tireo, El Rio, and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Costanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas del Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Vivas Televisión. And in Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional, Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Holitel.
In Paraguay, in Valleme, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cable Visión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cable Visión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santani, Channel 30 on Taperacuay Cable Company. In Orqueta, Channel 32 on Tomoa SAA. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Minga Guazu, Channel 44 on TV Cable Minga Guazu. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, nationwide on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huan Yu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV, Yongjiale Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV.
In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingzheng Cable TV. In Taitung County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Xia'i County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. And in Bozi City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Xia'i City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. And in Yunlin County, Channel 108 in Duliu City on Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 on Yuanchang Township on Peigang Cable TV. In Tainan County, Channel 106 on Xinyong An Cable TV.
In Mongolia in Hoft Province, Channel 21 on Han Altai Cable TV. In Erdenet City, Channel 26 on Cha Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himor Cable TV. In Sukbatar Seleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhan Ur Province, Channel 8 on Darhan Broadcasting System. And Channel 44 on Cha Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television, Mongolian Digital Broadcasting, and in Bayanzurk and Hanul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV, in Hotor, Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin, in Undurhan City and Henti Province, Channel 23 on Sanburt Company, and in Sanshan City in Dorongob Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company. In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV.
In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelmtel, and in Hamburg on Willytel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recamp Cable Network, and in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones and iPhones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, the Indian city of Pune plants over 170,000 saplings. In cultural news, archaeologists discover Jerusalem city's oldest document. In animal news, a yellow Labrador becomes Canada's first police therapy dog. Please stay tuned for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, August 24th, is the Independence Day of Ukraine, observing its autonomy declared in 1991. Adjacent to the Black Sea in Eastern Europe, Ukraine has many natural protected areas. Among them is the primeval beech forests of the Carpathians, which it shares with Slovakia. This United Nations Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization World Heritage Site is an exceptional example of undisturbed complex temperate forests. Another World Heritage Site is Lviv, the ensemble of the historic center. Famous individuals from Ukraine include Mr. Alexander Arkhipenko, known for his cubist-influenced sculptural style, and 1994 Olympic gold medalist in ice skating, Ms. Oksana Bayul. May the warm-hearted people of Ukraine celebrate a splendid Independence Day.
Fly-in News, Supreme Master Qinghai International Association Relief News Update from China. As rains deluged northwest China's Gansu province at the beginning of August, a mudslide hit Zhouchu County on the night of August 7th, claiming the lives of at least 1,270 people. Some 47,000 residents were affected, with an area 5 kilometers long and 500 meters wide that was razed to the ground. Conveying her heartfelt sorrow and prayers, Supreme Master Qinghai asked that our nearby association members please go to offer assistance, saying that funds would be available for reimbursement. Our association's Chinese relief team quickly set off to render aid with a donation of $4,500 made by local association members. This amount could obtain $32,000 in emergency items if purchased in the United States based on China's cost of living. In accordance with Supreme Master Qinghai's requests for updates, the following is a report from our association's Chinese relief team.
Regarding disaster relief in Zhouchu, Gansu Province, most beloved Master. As soon as Master's loving instruction was received, association members contacted the local government and were informed that the victims were badly in need of drinking water, food, and epidemic prevention materials. However, transportation links had been broken and strict control was adopted, with only government and military vehicles allowed on certain roads for the delivery of relief supplies. Therefore, we sent the relief money to the local government and the Red Cross. Thanks to the efficient measures taken by the government and the help extended by local societies, the victims are able to fulfill their basic daily needs. We are grateful for Master's support and wish all people may soon understand the truth of nature and adopt vegan, benevolent lifestyles for the welfare of the planet. Chinese Relief Team.
Our thanks goes to Supreme Master Qinghai for permitting us to share these updates with our viewers, as well as to our association's foreign group for providing this report. We sincerely appreciate the prompt and efficient rescue and relief initiatives of the Chinese government and personnel, as we also send our gratitude for Supreme Master Qinghai's steadfast support of the disaster-stricken and for the earnest endeavors of our association members. Our prayers for the smooth recuperation of safe day-to-day lives for the people of Zhouchu, and that humanity's kinder actions help ease such extreme events as these.
Thailand hit by flash floods. Heavy rains combined with mountain water runoff inundated three provinces as the Meteorological Department issued flood warnings on Sunday, August 22nd, for a total of 16 provinces in north, northeast, and central parts of the country.
In Prayer Province, Wong Chin District was declared a disaster zone, with large farms and plantations flooded and many residential areas and state agencies underwater. Officials are on the alert to monitor reservoir water levels around the clock and are also assessing damage. One villager is feared drowned in Lampang Province, while thousands of residents were forced to flee to higher ground after the region was hit by flash floods. And in Chiang Rai Province, more than 500 houses were damaged by the floodwaters.
Conveying her love and prayers, Supreme Master Qinghai asked that our nearby association members please go see if help is needed, saying that funds are available if necessary.
Our sincere prayers for the flood-affected residents, as we thank Supreme Master Qinghai for her kind-hearted concern, wishing the Thai people a smooth resuming of their daily productive lives, as we pray for the easing of such disturbances through our gentler regard for all beings.
Multiple tornadoes simultaneously strike in southern Russia. Emerging as giant columns of water from a dark storm cloud, at least 5 tornado funnels were observed over the Black Sea near the port town of Novorossiysk. Local residents were swiftly evacuated by the police, and fortunately no one was harmed, with structures also left intact. Meteorologists say the sudden change in weather, going from extremely hot to cold, was the cause of this rare and potentially dangerous occurrence. We thank the local officials for their prompt actions to ensure the Russian people's safety, and are relieved to know of everyone's safety. May our more diligent care for one another and the planet help calm such disturbing weather events on both land and sea.
Trapped Chilean miners still alive. Hope was revived on Sunday, August 22nd, when contact was first made by the 33 miners who had been trapped 700 meters deep since a gold and copper mine collapsed on August 5th near the city of Copiapó, Chile. By tying their messages to a drill used by the rescue workers, the men were able to let friends and family above ground know that they were still alive and well. Although their ultimate rescue could take several months because a new access tunnel must be dug, the miners will be sent food and other necessities through the drilled hole, and Chilean President Sebastián Piñera spoke with optimism of the ultimate outcome. Affirming his own similar faith, the eldest miner underground, 63-year-old Mario Gomez, wrote in a note to his wife, "Even if we have to wait months to communicate, I want to tell everyone that I'm good and will surely come out okay. Patience and faith. God is great, and the help of my God is going to make it possible to leave this mine alive. We share the joy of rescuers, family members, and the people of Chile in hearing this wonderful news. Our prayers for the protection and soon rescue of all 33 men, for many more happy years in the cherished company of loved ones."
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions, to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Colombia and Venezuela initiate commissions to rebuild lasting ties. In accordance with recent pledges by the leaders of both countries to renew diplomatic relations, Venezuelan Foreign Minister Nicolas Maduro welcomed his Colombian counterpart Maria Angela Holguin to Caracas for a visit on Friday, August 20th. Their meeting culminated with an agreement to form several bilateral working commissions intended to increase cooperation in trade, security, and border development. Other discussions included plans for improving culture, education, and health services along shared border regions, as well as expanding bridges and roads connecting the two countries. Our respectful congratulations, Your Excellencies, Colombia and Venezuela, for your renewed relations and constructive meeting. May the people of both your nations flourish in shared prosperity and friendship.
Study shows any level of cigarette smoke harms lung DNA. In a study that compared participants' airway epithelial cells, which are essential to breathing, U.S. researchers found that even occasional smoking, as well as secondhand smoke exposure, can damage lung function at a genetic level, thus increasing the risks of future lung diseases such as chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, or COPD, and cancer. Dr. Ronald Crystal and colleagues at Weill Cornell Medical College in New York, USA, sampled 121 participants in groups of non-smokers, active smokers, and low-exposure smokers. In summarizing their findings, Dr. Crystal said, "There is no level of cigarette smoking or exposure to cigarette smoke that does not make the cells in your lungs sick. Even at the lowest detectable levels of exposure, we found direct effects on the functioning of genes within the cells lining the airways." Our appreciation, Dr. Crystal and colleagues, for this significant discovery of irreparable lung damage that can occur in even infrequent and secondhand smoke situations. May such facts encourage many more leaders and individuals to help one another in halting this harmful habit for the health and benefit of the entire society.
Japan celebrates 15-year low in smoking rates, while Finland plans for a total ban. A survey of more than 20,000 Japanese people found that smoking has been on the decline for a consecutive 15 years, with this year also marking the lowest smoking rate for the country since data began to be collected in 1965. Factors such as increased health awareness, an older population, and stricter smoking regulations have contributed to this encouraging trend toward greater health in Japan. Meanwhile, in Finland, President Tarja Halonen approved a new tobacco ban on Friday, August 20th, designed to eventually ban all smoking in the country. Health Ministry Secretary Ilkka Oksala said the goal is to get rid of smoking once and for all. It's a long-term goal, but still, we are going to achieve it. Of course, this would mean the end of the tobacco industry if all the countries in the world took the same kind of steps as we are. What wonderful news for the health of the Japanese and Finnish people and clean air for their countries. Congratulations, Japan, President Halonen, and Finland, for your achievements and continued aspirations, as we pray that such developments expand worldwide so that all nations are soon smoke-free.
Smoking bans save lives.
Quitting smoking and restricting alcohol consumption, along with more exercise and higher fruit and vegetable intake, reduces the risk of strokes by more than half.
United Kingdom's ban on smoking in public places reduces passive smoke effects, which are linked to loss of life for more than 11,000 people every year. In the U.S., the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration said that sales of tobacco to underage youth have reached all-time lows in all 50 states. The number of young smokers aged 18 to 29 has fallen by 30% in Victoria, Australia, thanks to smoking bans in pubs and clubs. Smoking rates in Japan have been declining since 1996, reaching an all-time low this year. Smoking bans mean decreases in acute coronary syndrome.
A study in Mississippi, USA, found that heart attacks were reduced by 27% 3 years after indoor smoking was banned, with similar bans in 11 other worldwide locations also showing a reduction in both heart attacks and heart disease.
Rome, Italy experienced an 11.2% decrease in acute coronary events in the first year after a smoking ban in public places went into effect. Israeli researchers report that for people who are able to stop smoking, the increased risk of sudden cardiac death seems to disappear immediately. The National Sanitary Institute in France announced a significant decrease in heart attack rates following the country's smoking ban, with benefits also noted for decrease in secondhand smoke inhalation effects. New York, USA experienced an 8% decline in hospital admissions for acute myocardial infarction after a comprehensive smoking ban, which translates into healthcare savings of $56 million in 1 year. Smoking bans mean better health. Data from the National Population Health Survey shows those who smoke have higher rates of chronic conditions, such as bronchitis, asthma, and high blood pressure. Smokers and those exposed to secondhand smoke develop colon cancer about 7 years earlier than non-smokers. Smoking bans mean healthier children. Research from the Michigan State University in the USA and the David Hyde Asthma and Allergy Research Center in the UK show that the smoking habits of mothers during pregnancy increase asthma risks in some children. Children regularly exposed to secondhand smoke have more than triple the risk of lung cancer, as well as higher risks of other respiratory problems later in life. Smoking bans are good for business. In his annual report, UK Chief Medical Officer Liam Donaldson said a public smoking ban would save an estimated £2.7 billion. £680 million saved by having a healthier and more efficient workforce. £140 million saved through fewer sick days. £430 million saved from productivity loss from smoking on the job. £100 million saved from cleanup costs related to cigarette smoking, plus more. For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/harms-benefits-flyer.
U.S. religious leaders call for tolerance of all faiths. Asked at a news conference for the response to the building of a Muslim community center two blocks from the site of the 9/11 events in New York City, USA, 60 interfaith religious leaders in California spoke in favor of its construction as they called for understanding and shared respect for religious freedom.
Meanwhile, the Christian Trinity United Methodist Church in Florida announced plans to host an interfaith gathering for peace, understanding, and hope, and the National Association of Evangelicals, or NAE, CAE, which is the largest umbrella group of such Christian churches in the USA, issued a statement saying, "The NAE calls on its members to cultivate relationships of trust and respect with our neighbors of other faiths. God created human beings in His image, and therefore all should be treated with dignity and respect."
Our appreciation, U.S. religious leaders and organizations, for speaking up on behalf of compassionate tolerance that extends to all faiths. Blessed be such efforts in fostering respectful relations among brethren across the globe.
Save Our Planet. 9 whales saved in New Zealand mass stranding. Among 58 whales found stranded on the remote northern Kerikeri beach, 45 had already perished by the time they were discovered on Friday, August 20th. More than 200 rescue volunteers, including New Zealand Department of Conservation personnel, as well as volunteers from Far North Whale Rescue and Project Jonah, raced to save the 13 survivors.
After their initial attempts to refloat each 1,500-kilogram whale were unsuccessful in part due to turbulent weather conditions, the rescue workers used cranes and body slings to transport the marine mammals to a different bay where the waters were calmer. Although another 4 were tragically found re-beached, the remaining 9 were later observed swimming strongly back out to sea.
Our heartfelt thanks, New Zealand Department of Conservation, Far North Whale Rescue, Project Jonah, and all other workers and volunteers for your valiant efforts to save precious lives during this tragic event. With heaven's grace, may we all strive to better protect our marine co-inhabitants and their irreplaceable homes.
During an international gathering in August 2008, Supreme Master Ching Hai addressed such sorrowful predicaments while highlighting how they may be alleviated through humanity's better care of the ecosphere.
So many whales and dolphins, they wash up ashore and die. There's so many death zones in the ocean. It's suffocating them, so they have to swim out of the water where it's full of poisonous gas that has been released. They cannot bear it. They cannot breathe, so they have to get out of it. For them, life is in the water, but if water is full of poison, of course they come out. But when they come out, they die too, because they have no water. They stay in the ocean, they die, they come out, they die. There's no choice for them. This is the worst of all cruelty, that the people don't take care of the environment and let all beings keep dying like this, just to be vegan. And how difficult can it be? Even the dolphins have to swim out of the ocean, because they think like that they can survive. Even risking their lives, so why not we can just change to vegan diet.
Save Our Planet, a map published by the National Aeronautics and Space Administration, or NASA, shows an increase of as much as 5 degrees Celsius in places like Eastern Europe for average temperatures in July 2010 compared to those from July 1951 to 1980.
Save Our Planet. Germany is donating $7 million to help Olac, or Vietnam, and Laos with climate change projects that include forest recovery and replanting assistance, along with raising the capacity of natural resources while reducing carbon in the environment.
Save Our Planet, following the recent separation of a massive 100 square mile chunk from the Petermann Glacier on the Greenland ice shelf, a panel of scientists forecast that a global temperature increase of as little as 2 degrees Celsius will result in an entire Greenland ice melt, causing at least a 7 meter rise in sea level.
Helping mothers and infants. Do you have maternity or baby clothes that you no longer use?
If you like, you can donate them to a local charity
or organization, which will offer them to someone in need.
Thanks so much for being veg, going green to save the planet.
Thank you for your attention. And here's the weather around our globe.
In ecology news, an Indian city in the state of Maharashtra plants over 170,000 saplings. The Forest Department in Pune joined with the non-governmental organizations, corporations, and individuals to see the trees across 142 areas. The Eco Endeavor was an observation of the Van Mahotsav, or Mass Tree Plantation Day. Other regionals' government took part in the Green Day. One of them, the Surat Municipal Corporation in the state of Gujarat, organized the planting of 125,000 trees. Our hats off, Pune and Surat officials and all other governments and organizations involved in the earth-loving efforts to reforest your surroundings. May a verdant and sustainable world soon be greeted by all.
In cultural news, archaeologists find Jerusalem City's oldest document. The 3,350-year-old clay fragment was unearthed in excavations outside Jerusalem's old city walls. Measuring 2 by 2.8 centimeters in size, it contains symbols in ancient Akkadian, the language spoken at the time. The script has been interpreted to include words such as "you were," "later," and "to do." Scholars believe it was most likely prepared for the royal household of the day. Excavations on the site have been led by Dr. Eilat Mazar of the Hebrew University Institute of Archaeology. Details of the discovery have been published in Israel Exploration Journal. Our thankfulness, Dr. Eilat Mazar, and all archaeologists and scholars involved, for shedding light on Jerusalem's remarkable history. May many more such artifacts be discovered as the region thrives in peace, love, and understanding. Up next on Noteworthy News, a canine therapy dog will soon provide a calming presence to help police work. We'll go be alone with God for a short while. Be back soon. More good news when we return here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, alleviating news for a comforting world. In animal news, the Canadian Police Department welcomes a new canine employee. Delta British Columbia police officers will have the nation's first dog therapist joining them in their work. The Yellow Labrador will accompany the police in situations that may be very stressful for those involved. It has been found that being in the presence of a well-wishing canine can help provide support and reassurance to individuals during emotionally challenging times. The relaxed canine, who has already had at least 6 months intensive training, will live with his partner and caregiver, Mr. Kim Gramlich. Bravo, beautiful canine, for radiating goodness and love. May you and Mr. Kim Gramlich help to restore tranquility for many and have an abundance of joyful times together, both on and off the job.
Let's enjoy some humor with a joke told by Supreme Master Ching Hai entitled, Right Answer.
On the scientists, everybody has the wrong answer except Johnny. So the teacher asked him after returning the papers, "Tell me, Johnny, how did you know that heat causes objects to expand and cold causes them to shrink?" Johnny said, "Because I'm no dumb, you know." Johnny said, "In the summer, when it's hot, the days are longer. And in the winter, when it's cold, they are shorter."
And now for our viewer's heartline.
"Dear Master Ching Hai, I love you so much. Like you, I don't eat meat and drink milk because I love animals very much. I saw on Supreme Master Television that you love children, kiss them and give them gifts. Love, Hadi from Iran, 6 years old."
Hi Hadi, it is delightful to hear from you. Supreme Master Ching Hai has a reply for you.
"Sweet Hadi, the animals appreciate your kindness so much. I send you a big hug and many kisses. Thank you for being such a wonderful young vegan hero. Heaven loves such person. May Allah bless you, your family, and your country. Love, love, Ching Hai."
Do you have a heartline today? Please share your comments and uplifting stories from your area of the globe with us. You can send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit suprememastertv.com/heartline. Thank you for your company on Noteworthy News.
May your heart be filled with the glorious song of God's eternal love. We'll see you next time.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu accept invitations from the U.S. government to meet in Washington, D.C. and restart direct peace negotiations.
In Hawaii, USA, the Kauai Island Utility Cooperative allocates more than $11 million U.S. dollars to update its facilities in an effort to protect the lives of endangered and threatened seabirds.
Chinese President Hu Jintao and several other state leaders donate a total of $29 million U.S. dollars in personal contributions to aid fellow citizens affected by the devastating landslides in Jochi County.
Wishing to prevent the suffering of animals in captivity, with physical problems alone that include higher infant mortality rates and drastically reduced lifespans, the Royal Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals calls for a ban on importing elephants to British zoos.
UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon appoints experienced Kenyan diplomat Zachary Maburi as the first head of the United Nations Office to the African Union.
In an interview with the nation's largest daily news, the South German newspaper, German Defense Minister Karl Theodor zu Guttenberg outlines a new model for the military that would end conscription and reduce combat forces by a third.
OLAC-C's or Vietnamese Deputy Foreign Minister Duan Xuân Hồng and Egyptian Ambassador Ala Elazi sign reciprocal visa exemption agreements for holders of diplomatic, special, and official passports.
In a study of 220,000 people, researchers at the UK-based University of Leicester find that eating 1.5 extra servings of green leafy vegetables daily is effective in decreasing the risk of type 2 diabetes.
Citing the inhumane and health-harming conditions of factory farms, U.S. chef Craig Goldwyn is going meatless for 30 days, saying that he hopes to expand his cooking skills as he personally experiences the benefits of the animal-free diet.
Dutch 14-year-old Laura Dekker quietly departs from the British overseas territory of Gibraltar in her 11.5-meter vessel for a solo journey around the world, with aspirations to become the youngest person thus far to achieve such a goal.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.